Discovering Argentina. Today, we bring you the first Argentine chef. When foreigners arrive in Argentina, mainly Buenos Aires, one of the must-dos is having an asado, a grill dinner, a grill lunch, beefsteak, and also the famous entrails, achuras, mollejas, chinchulines, the kidney, well, everything practically that comes from a cow can be eaten as part of an asado in Argentina. However, what little is said is both in these exclusive restaurants of the capital or across the country is that this tradition was born among the poorest in this country in the 19th century. Back then, about 150, or a little more than that, 150 years ago, asado or entrails were seen as low class. And it is the responsibility of a single man to bring these dishes out on the spotlight and make them a staple in Argentine cuisine, regardless of social class.
Y rajaste para adentro, las luces malas del centro te hicieron meter la pata. Poco te importó chingarata, echaste todo a rodar en tu afán de figurar. Enfermó mi alma con olvido y ahora hasta tenés marido las cosas que hay que aguantar. Hijita, me causa gracia tu nuevo estado civil, tu nuevo estado civil, porque has engrupido a un gil que creyó en tu aristocracia. Vos sos la nieta Pancracia, hija del Tano Gerardo, un goruta flaco largo que laburaba en la boca. No te acordás, jeringa loco, cuando plantaste el asfalto. Señora, pero hay que ver tu berretente matrona, tu berretente matrona. Si te acordás de Ramona, aboná del alquiler. No te hagas la rata cruel, esparramando la guita. Baja el copete, mijita, con tu pinta bacanada. Pero si sos más manchada que el tango, la comparecita.
At the beginning of the 19th century, Argentina already had some kind of a consolidated upper class that molded itself after France. They saw themselves as Europeans in South America, and their tastes were very French. Whatever happened in France in terms of culture, in terms of food, in terms of style, they tried to copy it here. Asado, or grilled beef, grilled entrails, was something already present in Argentine culture, but among the lower classes. Therefore, it remained confined to the outskirts of the big cities or in the countryside. it was only consumed by the peons, the rural workers or peones, gauchos also, but not like the elite. It's not that you need something to be consumed by the elite to make it worthy. It's just that, well, when it is consumed across all social classes, it becomes universal, and usually the wealthier sectors of society have the possibility of displaying something around the world. And that's what happened with asado, the same way it happened to tango at the beginning of the 20th century. The elite back then, the beginning of the 19th century, was, as I said, really into French food. Very little was related to Argentine traditions, such as empanadas, and on special occasions only. So that's the moment when a descendant of Afro-Argentines, of Afro-Argentine slaves, comes into this story. We're talking about Antonio Gonzaga, who lived in the area of Palermo, which is nowadays, ironically, well, not ironically, but it fits this story, is one of the gastronomic hubs of, well, I would say of South America, not just Argentina. Well, he lived there, and it was his works, it was his hand, his style that gave all of these dishes, such as asado or puchero or carbonada, their place in Argentine gastronomy. Gonzaga wrote a book in the first decade of the 20th century that became a cornerstone of Argentine gastronomy and can be found in some antique shops. It's a relic now, it's a jewel. There are very few of the original copies around. But basically, he included in that book some of the foods that have been widely known in a sector of society, and he made these recipes available for everyone. And his prestige, his personal prestige, I'm talking about Gonzaga, led him to be hired by some of the most exclusive restaurants in Buenos Aires. And that's when he started preparing these dishes for the upper classes. He even got the honor of cooking for American President Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he visited Argentina in 1931, but that's at the end of his career, when he has been already consecrated as a pioneer, a forerunner in Argentine cuisine. In fact, his second book, published around then, Nuevas Recetas Argentinas, New Argentine Recipes, is considered to be the first gastronomic bestseller in Argentina. He introduced, as I said, the achuras, which are the entrails, the intestines, or the sweetbreads of the cow, as a fundamental part of an Argentine asado, which is not only about the steak, it's not only about ribs or about sirloin, it's also about the entrails. And some would say that the entrails are even more important than the actual meat of the cow being grilled. And Gonzaga is responsible for giving or encouraging a new way of seeing these foods. Carbonada criolla, which is another type of stew, is something that he made very popular. With this music, we come to the end of this week's edition of Discovering Argentina. Today, we discovered the history of Antonio Gonzaga, the first Argentine chef. Discovering Argentina is a feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda for RAE Argentina to the World.